Time now to meet the players from Fresno State. Keyshawn Johnson, junior wide receiver. Nathan Madsen, senior defensive end for Fresno State. Keyshawn, we'll start the questioning with you as you're a returning wide receiver, caught a pass in 22 straight games. How is the offense going to be different for Fresno State under Jeff Tedford?
It's not going to be too much different. We're up. We're going to be always an outpaced football team on the offensive side. And then we're just going to come out and we're going to play fast. That's going to be the difference.
So when he took over, what was the biggest difference for you guys on the offensive side, or maybe just for the team in general, Keyshawn?
The team in general was the competitive rose very high, and the quarterbacks, he made sure that he let everyone know that everyone's going to have to compete. Nothing's going to be, nobody's spot is secure. So that made everyone go out and play harder, play tougher, and I feel like it's going to make us a better football team.
Nathan, I saw you agreeing with the competitiveness. You know, you've been around there a long time. I know D linemen just want to compete and react. So how did you see the changes? I mean, you know, Coach Tedford's not on your side of the ball.
Yeah, pretty much similar. You know, we had to compete. I came in, and these coaches let me know. You know, I've been a guy that's played in a lot of games. That even I got the sense that I knew my job wasn't secure, and I told the guys that, you know, I know my job isn't secure, so you guys really got to work hard, and, you know, nothing's for sure around here, so earn your spot. And the guys that stayed with us really did earn their spot, and the guys that left, you know, they didn't earn it.
So, I mean, speaking of changes, you know, you got changes on offense with Coach Tedford, you got changes on defense with the new coordinator, and Coach DeRuiter so hands-on with that process, and you have a coordinator in this case that came from the Canadian Football League, a lot of things spread out. Have you noticed any differences in, you know, just the way they're emphasizing certain things in practice?
Yeah, you know, we got to be more aggressive, obviously, up front. A lot more relaxed, but we're going to be aggressive. We're going to knock back, and we're going to attack the offense right away. We're not going to sit around and wait to see what they do. But, you know, our defensive coordinator, he's a really great guy. He's more relaxed. He's not so, you know, upbeat, up-tempo, in-your-face type guy. You know, mm-hmm. You do something wrong, he's not going to come yell at you, you know. And certain players react to that good. And I see a lot of our guys reacting good to that. And, you know, our guys are making headway.
Sports Radio, the ticket is down here for the Mountain West Media Summit. Fresno State players joining us. Keyshawn Johnson, a wide receiver, and Nathan Madsen, a defensive end for the Bulldogs. Guys, last year was a tough year. Only won one game during the course of the season. How did that season play out? Nathan, I'll ask you the question. It seemed to me, just watching Fresno State over the years, I was surprised that things hit as bottom as it did. How did things get in that direction?
Really, I think, you know, we lost a few games, and after a few games, you just get in a down spiral. And we're teaching our guys that, you know, you may lose a game. You may lose a game by a touchdown or a point. It doesn't really matter. You got to fight back. And, you know, a lot of our guys, they were resilient, but, you know, obviously not resilient enough. We had a lot of close games last year, but we just need to finish.
And Keyshawn, you should answer the same question. Such a great tradition there. So many, I mean, in my tenure in following Fresno, the best athletes you'd usually find at Fresno State. So that's kind of never been a question. There's players that want to play there. How difficult is it knowing that offensively things didn't go the way they should really the last couple of years?
It was just little mistakes. We would get to third and ten, or we would be third and six, and we just couldn't convert on third downs. That was our main thing, having a better first and second down. That's the things we're going to focus on this year, because getting to third and ten is always tough because the defense know what you got to know. You're not pretty much going to run the ball, so they knew it was a pass coming, or they knew what kind of situation we were in. But I feel like overall, we're going to be a lot much better offensive team this year.
Nathan, you guys got a tough non-conference schedule. I don't know if anybody has tougher non-conference games in back-to-back weeks than Washington and Alabama. You're facing two teams that were in the college football playoff last year. So thoughts on guys on the team early in the season, having to be ready for those two heavyweights?
Yeah, you know, when the guys saw that, you know, they were just, I wouldn't say in shock, but, you know, they realized we're going up against some good teams. And I've been in some games, we've played some good teams, you know, and I told them just treat like any other team. You know, when you get out there, it's in between the lines. It doesn't really matter. They're college athletes, we're college athletes. So, you know, I told the guys to take it one step at a time and treat them like any other team.
Well, when it comes to that, Keyshawn, in terms of treating them as any other team, I'm sure there's moments in a big game where you guys know that, hey, you got to make big plays. How do you stay calm? How do you stay calm so you're not trying to do too much? And I wonder if that wasn't a problem last year. Third and ten, everybody wants to make a play, and collectively you can't.
Staying calm in that situation just comes with the time of playing the game and being a leader or being just someone who's comfortable on the football field. So I feel like that comes with just you being able to play and having the playing time experience of being calm, really.
So you guys boil down what Coach Tedford's message has been for you. There's a guy that's coached some of the best quarterbacks that have ever played college football in a lot of ways. So what's been his message? How has he calmed this program down and said, I know where you've been, I know where you are, and here's where you're going? What's he said?
He's told us that he's been here before. When he got to Cal, I think they came off a 1-10 season, and he turned it around. They went 10-1. So all it was just the attitude, the toughness, and the competitive just went up in everyone. And he made sure he made that clear from day one that it's going to be like that and no one's secure. So
confidence. He brought confidence to the group, maybe?
Yeah, and he really told us, you know, it wasn't so much about the coaches as much as it was about the players and the atmosphere and how we changed everything as players, not so much coaches. And, you know, I kind of realized that, and I started leading a lot more and saying a lot more. We changed how we approached issues on the team, and we took a little more positive path with, you know, the adversity we're going to face and how we can react to it.
Bob Beeler along with Jeff Caves here on Sports Radio. The Ticket, we're down in Las Vegas at the Cosmopolitan Hotel talking with Fresno State players Keyshawn Johnson, wide receiver Nathan Madsen, defensive end. Question for both you guys, Nathan. I'm going to start with you. For Fresno State to be markedly improved this year on the defensive side of the ball, give me a couple of things you think have to be better this year.
Definitely up front. You know, it starts with us up front. We got some young guys, and then we got some guys that have been in some games, but, you know, I think the most seasoned guy. And we're going to be much more aggressive. We're not going to sit around. We're going to get knocked back. And compared to the last few years, you know, seeing that and then seeing what we're doing now, I feel pretty great. You know, we still got, you know, August camp, but we got to work out the fine details. But all in all, I think up front we're going to be much more aggressive, and we're going to play, you know, fast and all that.
Keyshawn, where does the offense need to take its biggest strides?
Our biggest stride is consistency. Everyone needs to come out and make the plays like they can make. And do it. Try to do it. Play in and play out, and making sure our run game and pass game are even.